Hello and welcome to another edition of Forkful of Noodles. I am Krish Mohan. Colin Kaepernick, a player on the San Francisco 49ers, is taking some heat for exercising his right to criticize America. Critics are upset because he didn't stand for the national anthem because he was protesting America's laxed approach to persecuting police officers that are killing innocent people, among other things. To America, the death of minorities isn't that big of a deal, but the fact that a paid athlete didn't chest bump his teammate over the blind definition of freedom is a huge problem. We would call a flag on that, but we know he's not going to honor it. A lot of people are saying it's disrespectful to veterans and everyone that fought for Kaepernick's rights. Well, actually, they fought for his right to sit down if he wants to. And it's strange that nobody thinks that a corrupt criminal justice system is disrespectful to citizens and democracy or the founding fathers or progress or life in general. Meanwhile, veterans are actually on his side not only for protesting but for what he's protesting. Despite Kaepernick standing his ground, people still took shots at him. People went as crazy as dropping N-bombs on Twitter like it was drones over the Middle East. And they were burning Kaepernick jerseys. I'm just waiting for that late night infomercial of a cross that has Kaepernick's name across it. And you press a button and the name gets on fire. And the cost of that isn't even going to be money. It's going to be three very easy payments of human life and the argument that it's the minority's fault that they got shot in the Camry. Even his NFL peers are criticizing him. Drew Brees says that he agrees with what he's protesting, but not the way he did it. And what exactly would Drew Brees do? Email Francis Scott Key? I mean, would you try to have a meeting with the police? But that's difficult because there aren't any town halls that would allow tank parking. I mean, are we just pretending that social justice isn't being punched in the crotch? Or would you just keep your mouth shut, throw the ball, so you can go to Disneyland at the end of the year? Let's switch to another athlete catching a bit of heat, shall we? Brock Turner. And if you don't recognize that name, let's fill y'all in. Brock was a student at Stanford that raped a girl behind a dumpster. This was just a frat house romance, since the dumpster didn't even have any graffiti on it. And I'm pretty sure that it was only used to throw away quinoa and hummus. He was caught in the act by some bystanders, and the judge that prosecuted him was a Stanford alum and didn't want to ruin this swimmer's life over such a small mistake, and he got sentenced to 6 months in prison. That was 3 months ago. Brock is now out of prison. Turner was let out for good behavior, which is the opposite of why he was in prison to begin with and what rape is. Now, usually when you hear that somebody got out for good behavior for some sort of a heinous crime, I mean, it's after years of serving a sentence. You know, they worked in the library, or they were giving out food to the other inmates, or spotting inmates in the yard. Not after 3 months of a 6 month sentence. 3 months isn't even enough time to become somebody's bitch. And for what he did, he should have been everybody's bitch. At this point, there are protesters outside Brock's parents' house with some pretty intense signs. And guns. They also have guns. But they're all standing, so there aren't any effigies burned for their call of justice. And that's really all the sheeple want. Standing protesters! But these protesters haven't put this rapist back in prison where he belongs for the time that he should be in there. And some people are saying that's Turner's real punishment, that he's going to face embarrassment in his community. I mean, that's definitely the right reaction, right? Considering the human trauma that he's caused to this girl. I mean, she's going to have to go through therapy, relearn how to trust people around her, and she has to remain anonymous because there's a whole bunch of people that believe that she's making such a big deal about this. But no. No, the bigger issue is that Brock can't get his Pop-Tart without people whispering. Justice achieved, everybody. Let's wrap it up. Let's get out of here. We can go home now, right? Brock's face, it's just going to be so red. It's going to be so red. This punishment is the equivalent of putting your friend's hand in warm water at a sleepover. In this country, calling out for accountability is a major issue. We live in a world of double standards that pretends to have equality for all, but in reality, the state of this country is very indicative to the national anthem. Stand up, shut up, and sing the song of violence we tell you to sing. Put your star-spangled blindfold on, and everything will just be fine. While those at the top rob you blind, and if you're unlucky, they'll take your life along with the $32 in your wallet. But it's okay. It's okay. We have fireworks to distract you. I mean, that's that dummy's fault for taking the blindfold in the first place. They thought it was free, but the cost of it was life. Plus $32. Kaepernick is calling for cops to be accountable for their actions. A large part of this nation is calling for Brock Turner to be accountable for his actions. All 20 minutes of it. And hold on a second. Why are we giving a swimmer more leniency than a football player? I'm not a big sports guy, but did I miss something? Did football stop being religion and swimming took over? Is ESPN now doing nonstop swimming coverage? Is this just another reason to hate the Olympics because of the overglorification of swimmers? We need to start being more accountable for things in this country. Far too many large crimes are being overlooked because there's a handful of us standing up or sitting down for justice. A quick note to dudes out there. Your dick is not that special that it needs to be in every hole. Most holes don't even care that you have a dick. And a quick note for authoritarian cops out there. Your uniform is not that special that you get a free pass from the laws you're supposed to represent. The outrage people are facing over Kaepernick's protests of the national anthem comes from how okay we are with putting the blame on people that have crimes perpetrated on them, victimizing those shot by the police, folks that have been raped, people that have been grifted by banks. Brock Turner blamed party culture for what he did to that girl. That's not a drinking game. If you draw a king from the deck, you get to do whatever you want to the females. No, that's a decision you made that you have to live with now, just like she has to live with that decision you made. You are forever labeled as a rapist, and if you're a cop that killed an unarmed citizen, then you're labeled as a killer, and both of you belong in prison till you figure out how to act like human beings instead of savages. Hell, even rhinos understand that no means no, and they shouldn't be killing each other. So to all those people having a hard time with Kaepernick not standing up for the American flag, you're missing the point. You're letting your misguided, sheep-like, nationalistic pride blind the fact that this country is flawed. If we can't criticize the system, then we aren't a democracy. We're an oligarchy. Which really means that we've wasted about 200 years as a country to regress back to what we used to be. And a lot of people are mad that a football player is getting political. Well, he damn well should. It was the gestures that used to be able to hold a mirror to the flaws of the king. And we are, but we're only the start. More people need to hold authorities' feet to the fire for what they're doing and what they've done. If we don't, then we're all going to blindly sit while the whole world burns like those jerseys for three easy payments of freedom, liberty, and basic human rights. That's been your Forkful of Noodles for this week. Thank you for tuning in. I have live stand-up comedy shows coming up in upstate New York, Virginia, Maryland, and Ohio. You can get all the details of my upcoming tour at ramennoodlescomedy.com. That's R-A-M-A-N noodlescomedy.com. You can also download my brand new album, How Not to Fit In, which is available on iTunes, Spotify, Bandcamp, and Pandora. You can also subscribe to my Bandcamp for exclusive stand-up comedy content and Forkful of Noodles. And if you would like to donate to support all my DIY projects, you can donate at patreon.com/KrishMohan. You can check out all the links in description below, and thanks for getting into it.